2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Our Image of the Day blog marked the 80th anniversary of first flight over Mount Everest. Lord Clydesdale and David McKinter rose above the world's highest peak in two Westland Wallace biplanes. The pioneers would go on to found Scottish Aviation, bequeathing the strong aviation hub that still exists at Prestwick. The Dewline carried video from Lockheed Martin F-35B's first weapons separation test for the Raytheon AIM-120 AMRAAM air-to-air missile at NAS Patuxent River, Maryland. The sortie was flown by U.S. Navy test pilot Lieutenant Commander Michael Burks on March 26th, and the airline business blog noted that Aer Lingus Chief Christoph Mueller has so impressed the Irish government with his turnaround skills that he has been appointed as chair of state-owned postal service and post at what has been termed ominously a critical time for the organization. And now, the latest news from FlightGlobal.com. Commercial net aircraft orders came in at 295 for March 2013. In the highlight of the month, Indonesia's Lion Air ordered 234 Airbus A320 family aircraft, including 174 for the Neo variant. Hawaiian Airlines placed an order for 16 A210 Neo aircraft, while Russia's Sberbank Leasing and United Airlines ordered Boeing 737 aircraft with 12 and 8, respectively. New orders for Airbus totaled 250, while Boeing received 39. Bombardier and Pilatus received 4 and 2 orders, respectively. The Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, or MAVEN, spacecraft is entering the final phase of construction in advance of delivery, says builder Lockheed Martin. It's pretty much built up now, says Jeff Coyne, the program's assembly, test, and launch operations manager, adding that the project required only blanketing, external panels, and reattachment of the gull-wing-shaped solar arrays. MAVEN will fly an elliptical orbit around Mars, making deep dips into the planet's atmosphere and analyzing it in an attempt to understand how and why the planet has largely lost its protective atmosphere. Unique to MAVEN is the articulated payload appendage, which swivels a large parabolic antenna a few degrees, adding some complexity to the project. Boeing has revealed a new project to integrate a laser seeker in the GBU-39B small diameter bomb for close air support applications. A 1/3 scale model of the 113-kilogram weapon displayed at the company's exhibit at the Latin American Aerospace and Defense Show in Rio de Janeiro showed a laser seeker in a low-speed nose cone. That design is unsuitable for fighter applications, but Boeing is adapting the SDB with a high-speed nose cone for close air support aircraft, says project manager Todd Grant. The U.S. Department of Defense rolled out its fiscal year 2014 budget request on April 10th, but the $527 billion spending plan does not include overseas contingency operations funding, nor does it reflect the effects of the automatic budget cuts imposed by the U.S. Congress. OCO funding plans will likely be submitted during May, according to Pentagon Comptroller Robert Hale. The budget rollout comes even as the Pentagon scrambles to implement $41 billion worth of cuts to its 2013 funding. This has forced the U.S. Air Force to stand down nearly 1/3 of its combat aircraft, and the U.S. Navy to reduce the readiness of one of its carrier air wings to minimal levels. A second carrier air wing will also be moved to a reduced readiness level in the near future. Bell Helicopter is unveiling a new third-generation tilt-rotor aircraft concept called the V-280 Valor, which it is pitching for the U.S. Army's Joint Multi-Role Future Vertical Lift Program. The Army hopes to field a new medium-lift rotorcraft to replace its fleet of Sikorsky UH-60 Blackhawks in the 2030s developed under its FLV effort. But the service does not simply want a new helicopter. It hopes to induct a leap-ahead technologies that would enable its future rotorcraft to cruise at speeds approaching 230 knots. To this end, the Army has launched a JMR technology demonstration effort and will select one or more companies to build a flying prototype that would be expected to take to the air in 2017.